This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Mizoram, Manipur and Assam today to lay the foundation stones and inaugurate multiple development projects. Mr. Modi will first travel to Mizoram, where he will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl this morning. He will also address a public function. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Prime Minister will inaugurate Bairabi Sairang new railway line project during his visit to Mizoram today. Talking to reporters at Sairang Railway Station, Mr. Vaishnaw said that the rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history.
Bairabi Sairang project is a very important project for connecting Mizoram with the railway network. This project has been constructed under great challenges. So there is a new tunneling method which has been created in this project from Bairabi to Sairang. In a distance of 51 kilometers, there are 45 tunnels and 55 bridges. So these are very complex projects. One of the bridges is actually taller than the Qutub Minar.
Thereafter, the Prime Minister will visit Manipur to lay the foundation stones and inaugurate several development projects worth over 8,500 crore rupees. In Manipur, Mr. Modi will launch projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachandpur this afternoon. He will also address a gathering on the occasion. Later, the Prime Minister will inaugurate various projects worth over 1,200 crore rupees at Imphal and address a public function. Prime Minister Modi will thereafter visit Assam and participate in the celebrations of the 100th birth anniversary of Bharat Ratna Dr. Bhupen Hazarika in Guwahati this evening. Mr. Modi will also address a gathering on the occasion. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India considers Europe as a trusted partner, strategic ally and a friend committed to fair play, rule of law, sustainability, quality standards and inclusive growth. Addressing the joint ministerial business interaction on India-European Union free trade agreement in New Delhi, the minister stressed that the partnership must be viewed not only in terms of expanding trade, but also for larger positive impact worldwide. Mr. Goyal mentioned that India and the European Union complement each other and do not compete with each other. U.S. President Donald Trump has acknowledged that his decision to impose steep tariffs on India for its purchase of Russian oil strained ties with New Delhi, even as he struck an optimistic note about the ongoing trade negotiations. In an interview with a private TV channel, President Trump said that imposing 50% tariffs on India was not an easy thing to do and was a big deal for the United States. His remarks came in response to a question on the likely action against Russia for continuing the conflict in Ukraine. In Nepal, former Chief Justice Sushila Karki was sworn in as the Prime Minister of the interim government, becoming the first woman to lead the country. President Ramchandra Paudel administered the oath of office to Ms. Karki at the Presidential Palace in the ceremony in Kathmandu last night. Vice President Ram Baran Yadav and several other dignitaries were present on the occasion. The swearing-in ceremony comes after the Himalayan nation witnessed deadly violence by Gen Z demonstrators over the past few days, triggered by a government ban on major social media platforms and the anger over corruption. The deadly clashes claimed the lives of several people and also led to the resignation of K.P. Sharma Oli as Nepal's Prime Minister. India has welcomed the formation of a new interim government in Nepal, led by Right Honourable Sushila Karki. In a statement, External Affairs Ministry said that New Delhi is hopeful that this would help in fostering peace and stability. India has voted in favor of a resolution in the UN General Assembly that endorses the New York Declaration on Peaceful Settlement of the Palestine Issue and Implementation of the Two-State Solution. The resolution introduced by France was adopted with an overwhelming 142 nations voting in favor, 10 against and 12 abstentions. The 20th World Athletics Championships are set to begin in Tokyo in Japan today. The championship will continue till the 18th of this month. And that is the end of this news bulletin.